Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for Beginning Another Week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a peaceful weekend together as a family, able to celebrate the Lord's Day together. This week, I want to talk about spiritual combat. I think there's no doubt it's not a difficult thing to convince people these days that we live in spiritual combat. The world is shaking in so many ways, in so many places. We see all kinds of signs of spiritual struggle happening around our own culture and society. A lot of pressure on people. And usually when that happens, spiritual realities are emerging and at work. And there's an increase in temptation, an increase in struggle and battle. And so I thought it'd be good to just take a look at what the scripture, the church teaches us about the spiritual combat that we're engaged in, beginning today with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following, the famous passage talking about putting on the whole armor of God. I'm going to read through the passage, and I want to ask you to just listen to how many times Paul, in writing this letter, calls the brothers and sisters into spiritual combat, but he says, stand. There's a posture of God's people, of those who are standing in the Lord, that makes a unique perspective on the nature of the battle that we're engaging in or how to fight it. And so we'll circle back after I've read it. So verse 10, chapter 6, Ephesians. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, besides all these, taking the shield of faith with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, and to that end keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, for the utterance may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains, and I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Really fantastic set of verses here, and Paul draws a clear picture of first what we're up against. He's calling us to put on the armor, and he reminds us the nature of the battle. Who's our enemy? Obviously, the enemy is the devil. And then he breaks it open a little bit. He says, for we are not contending against flesh and blood. So it's a unique battle. It's a spiritual battle that requires, you know, spiritual armor. We're standing against principalities and powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. St. Paul, St. Peter, the Lord himself made it clear our battles against Satan and the demons that are enslaved to him, and that Jesus came specifically to bring down the kingdom of the enemy. That was one of the fundamental reasons Jesus came. It says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, because the devil is the ruler of this fallen world that we inhabit. He's still present here. He's still working here, despite what some people in the church might want to say. He's a real being. He's a fallen angel. And he's powerful. He's not God's equal in any way, shape, or form. He's a creature of a particular kind. But he does have great power, and we have the power in Christ, if we put on the armor of God, to be able to withstand any tactics the enemy exercises against us. But if we fall asleep spiritually, if we open the door for the devil to have access to us in various ways, if we're not praying, we're not focused on what the apostles continually exhort us to do, and in this case, Paul's saying to stand, to stand, to stand. He keeps repeating. And why he says it, it's important to be able to understand. He's telling us to stand because the ground ultimately the victory has been won. This war has been won. Jesus Christ is Lord. That is not contested any longer. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He's exalted now as Lord of all. And we're now living between the two comings of Jesus. He came the first time to fight the battle on the earth. He became sin for us. He was a lamb, an offering that gave to God what belongs to God. And we know, we've talked about many times on this radio program about what Jesus did on Calvary as he for 3 years had walked proclaiming the kingdom of God was at hand. He demonstrated the presence of the kingdom through signs and wonders, through his power over the prince of darkness and casting out, you know, demons from possessed people. He spoke to dead people and they could hear his voice. So the limitations on this world, the sources of dominion that the devil would exercise, the powers of sin and death over people, accusation, condemnation, these kinds of things. And even when people open their lives in different ways by saying yes to sin, opening their lives to greater degrees of dominion and work of the enemy in their life, Jesus broke that power over their lives and set them free in some very dramatic scenes in the Gospels. Deeply possessed people being released by the Lord's command and demons just fleeing. So Jesus came declaring the kingdom, his authority, standing in the Father's, under the Father's command, under the Father's being united perfectly with the Father. Jesus makes his way to Calvary. And at Calvary, in the shedding of his blood, the key thing that happened there was that act of love, that act of obedience, where Jesus yielded to freely from his heart, made his life an offering first to God the Father, saying yes to the Father, to love the Father even to the end, to humble himself and becoming obedient unto death by saying yes to the Father's purpose and plan, Jesus radically trusting the Father from his heart, you know, despite the circumstances. He said yes to the Father in that act of love, and in that act of love, he offered up his life as a gift, a yes, a thank you, a praise to God. In that act of love, the devil shed the blood of Jesus, and that blood broke the back of the kingdom of darkness forever, because it's the pure, precious blood of Jesus that washes human beings clean of sin. And the trap we're in because of sin and the powers of death and the workings of the world, the flesh, and the devil, the blood of Jesus Christ applied to our lives in baptism is the place where that cleansing work and the breaking of the power of the devil over the dominion over human beings takes place. And he washes us clean of sin. He purifies us. Our sins are forgiven. Our fallen nature is now being renewed. A new creation is happening in us. And we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. So that victory, and Jesus, of course, rose from the dead, exalted at the right hand of the Father, and he takes his seat now, the rightful king returning to heaven, taking his seat at the right hand of the Father, never to be defeated by the enemy, ever. And those who are in Jesus, living in him, walking in him, have victory over the works of the devil. But because we're human beings, we can fall asleep. And so what Paul is saying here, calling us to stand, Peter will say the same thing in 1 Peter chapter 5, making sure we stand against the enemy, because we've already been given the ground by the Lord. If we're living in the Lord, if we're standing in Jesus Christ, the key thing is to remember the war's already been won, and then it's the most peculiar battle anybody can possibly fight, because the main thing is that we not quit, that we not give up, that we not give up the land that the Lord has taken in our lives and in the church. And so if we're baptized into Christ and we're walking in him, we stand in Christ. And Paul says, you stand, you put on the armor of God. And the armor of God protects you from the wiles of the enemy, that shield of faith against the fiery darts of the devil, the lies, the accusations, the temptations, the things he throws at us. We put up the shield of faith, which is what? First, we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. We confess the Lord, that he's Lord, that the victory belongs to him, and that we absolutely trust him. We trust his leadership, and we're not going to fall to the temptations of the enemy. And so we'll talk a little bit about the dynamics of that spiritual battle as we get into this week further. But the important thing for us to see today is that we're up against a real foe, and he works night and day. And the key thing for us to remember is that we need to, as the apostles will tell us, to be in that posture of alertness, to be ready, to stand, to be awake to the tactics of the devil, his strategies as they're set against us, and to walk in the peace of Christ and to stay in the light. Now, there's ways, you know, the devil can just simply throw temptations at us. And sometimes, you know, in moments of weakness, we get drawn in those temptations, and the devil can really heighten the intensity of them, whether it's anger or desire for revenge or lust or whatever it is. I mean, we've all had those moments like, wow, this really intense kind of temptation. And you wonder, wow, why is it so intense right now? Well, sometimes the enemy literally, remember when he was in the desert trying to tempt our Lord, he didn't succeed. Three times he went at him, and then he left, and it said he left to come back at another time. Because he circles, he looks for the vulnerability, he looks for vulnerable moments, and then he tempts us in those moments. And so sometimes we're just all of a sudden facing a level of intensity that we normally don't face, and that's one of the fiery darts kind of thing. He shoots at us and shoots at the human heart, at our mind, to cause confusion, to stir in us our lower nature, and to try to make it look like the sin that he's proposing to us is something that's not going to harm us, but it looks almost totally irresistible, and we just get caught up in the whole thing. We have to remember, put up the shield of faith, number one, to be able to stand, and then to raise the sword of the Spirit, as Paul says here, the Word of God. I think that is, I'm probably going to touch on this a lot this week, I think that's one weapon we all need to get better at wielding. We need to be able to say what God says about the enemy, say what God says about himself, say what God says about us and who we've become as children of God, the promises of God that come to us. Because what the devil loves to do when we're down, when we're discouraged, is to really just pour more and more weight of discouragement, of accusation, of despair, which we can see around our culture. It's very present now, partly because of the struggles everybody's been going through. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of hopelessness. There's a kind of dark narrative that lots of people are being tempted by. And we have to be careful. When we fight it, you've got to put up the shield of faith. I trust in the promises of God. The victory of Christ has been won. And then raise the sword of the Spirit. What is that? That's the Word of God. The Word of God is the offensive weapon here in the whole arsenal that Paul's describing, and be able to lay hold, to expose the lies of the enemy by identifying the truth and the promises of God in his word, and then begin to speak that word, expose the lies, renounce the lies of the enemy. I mean, out loud, if you have to. I remember my mom doing that when I was a kid, when my family started coming alive in the Lord. And one time in the kitchen, she was standing at the stove, and I don't think she knew I was there, coming around the corner. And I remember saying, "Devil, you're a liar. Get back to hell where you belong." And she kind of stamped her foot on the ground. My mom was a kind of very small feminine mother, and she was on fire. And she was exercising the authority, and she was speaking out of the authority of the Word of God that she had. And the devil can't stand in that presence. And so he can't stand as we stand in Christ, firmly rooted in him, and we simply raise up the truth. You know, we expose the lies, we renounce the lie, and then we speak the truth, brothers and sisters.
Hope you can join me tomorrow. Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.